Next, driving you home, Grace and Sam. And Sydney-based PC pop princess Mookie has been making waves across Australia with a very glittery and bubbly sound. Her debut single, Sarsaparilla, debuted at number 3 on the Spotify Global Viral Charts. And she's followed that success with the release of Friends Don't Make Out, which is the second single off of Mookie's upcoming EP, which is out in 2018. And we are lucky enough to have her on the phone with us now. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
So good.
Going really well. So you've been touring alongside Paces. Has that been pretty exciting? How has it been?
Oh my gosh. I love Paces so much. He is so much fun. And I don't know. It's actually been such a chill tour as well. Like, everyone is just like chilling and we're all just like eating Doritos backstage. It's amazing.
And you mentioned something about a Morat tour earlier as well. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Okay. So my great friend, Mallrat.
We love Mallrat. Yes.
Oh, I know. Doesn't everybody love Mallrat?
So good.
She has announced a tour at the end of the year, and I'm fortunately enough, she's allowed me to come and join her on her Sydney leg of the tour. So that's happening at the Lansdowne on the 9th of December, I believe. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about that.
And you've listed your inspiration as Sophie, who's the queen of PC music, Charlie XCX, and the Spice Girls. How have these artists, you know, worked into your music, or how they influenced you?
Well, I feel like the Spice Girls is more of an attitude thing.
Absolutely.
And Charlie XCX, I just love her songwriting and her, just her general sass and vibe. And then obviously with some of the sounds that I've used, like Sophie, I think that Sophie's a crazy genius. So
she's phenomenal.
I've used her kind of sound
so
vibe.
Can I ask how...
I'm trying to think of the word. Sound vibe. Yeah, but we actually, my producer and I, Aaron, we pulled a lot of inspiration from just like a lot of random things. Like one song we referenced Whitney Houston, and another song we referenced like 1975 kind of chord progression. So we've really pulled from a lot of different people.
I mean, you mentioned the Spice Girls as an attitude thing, and attitude is like a huge part of your music. Like Sarsaparilla, if you look at the video, it's all about like you're giving across an attitude. How do you feel that kind of plays into your music?
I think it just like is. It just is everything about
it's a mindset.
I'm like, how do I describe it? It totally is like, I guess the mindset and the I guess when I went into the studio, I just had like a certain thing that I wanted to say, and it was just like that kind of sass, girl power, like I can do anything kind of thing. So I guess that came out of my music a little bit.
Now, your new single, Friends Don't Make Out, is actually one of my favorite songs at the moment. I can't stop listening to it, but it's an homage.
Thank you.
No worries. To the awkwardness of kind of making out with your friend. And would you say that's like a hard and fast rule, or are there kind of... blurred areas?
I don't think that it's like, here's what I will say. Obviously everybody is gonna have their own personal experience about making out with their friend, and I don't think that everyone should take the advice, which is that friends don't make out. In fact, I really welcome it. I think friends really should make out. But I think just be prepared for the awkwardness and like fun conversations afterwards. but friends don't make out actually about a very specific situation that I had been through, which is I had begun to regularly make out with my friend.
Mm.
And then it got messy. Like, I don't think like I'll kiss every now and then like that bad, but if it's like on the regular,
that's when you have to start asking questions.
That's it. And so this was my song. Like, this was why I wrote the song. I was asking all the right questions, all the wrong questions. I don't know.
And your EP comes out next year. What else can we expect on that?
Well, obviously, you can expect more sass. there's maybe one kind of darker track, which is quite interesting because, like, obviously Mookie hasn't really gone dark yet, so I'll be interested to see how that kind of plays out. But yeah, just a lot of fun and sass and attitude and girl power.
Ooh, dark Mookie. Wow.
Dark Mookie, it's in there. I know it's in there.
Can't wait for that. Thanks so much, Mookie, for having a chat with us today.
Oh, no worries. I'm actually driving down to Wollongong now.
For your show with Paces?
Yes. Hopefully, I'm so stoked I didn't, crash into anyone.
have an excellent, excellent show then.
We like to advocate safe driving as well.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So just so everyone knows, I'm using my hands-free kit.
It's absolutely safe. Yeah,
but
absolutely.
We're all safe driving here.
Exactly. Thanks so much.
That's all right, guys. Have a good afternoon.
You too. And Mookie's newest release, Friends Don't Make Out, is available to stream and download now. And as Grace can advocate, you should check it out.
I love this
for
song.
Sure.
It's so good.
And also, as Mookie mentioned, she's going to be playing with Mallrat on the 9th of December in Sydney at the Lansdowne Hotel, which just reopened to promote live music in the area. And you can go along and see that. And I'm sure, no doubt, a lot of her next year as well when her EP comes out.
For sure. I'll definitely be there.